Jim, I tell you, got Tuffers out caught behind the lot. Merv Hughes, they'll meet in Melbourne. You kept nicking him to the wiki, didn't you? Why?
Well, he was a bit aggressive. He was quite bristling, wasn't he, Merv?
Yeah, he was, but you nicked him a lot.
Yeah, I didn't fancy Merv. Well, they always used to tell me to get me Teddy, because they used to call me back with Teddy. They say, Phil, get your Teddy, you're in. You know, and I used to sort of walk out with my little Teddy behind me, sort of dragging a bit like that.
Did Merv bother saying anything to you?
A little bit, yeah. Occasionally. Yeah. I can remember once at Perth, actually, going out there. Fastest, quickest, bounciest pitch in the world. So I've gone out there with my Teddy into the Perth sunlight and everything. I've taken guard, because I've seen them do that before. And I've gone... And I've looked up, and there's Dickie Bird. Mm. A friendly face.
Yeah.
So he's gone, all right, Tuffers, lad. You know, that way a little bit, that way a little bit. That's middle stump. He's gone, the ball is right arm over. There's five balls to come, and he's bowling really fast. Like that. So which I've just gone, oh. I didn't need that. And the state of the game was actually, we needed 400 to win, or I needed to survive for 2.5 days. So it wasn't looking
good. No money for either.
No, wasn't looking good. And I can still remember Graham Gooch, as I walked out with me Teddy from the dressing room, saying, good luck, Tuffers, you can do it. So he's come steaming in. I've seen it all the way from his hand as well. Short of a length, just pitched outside off stump. So I've decided to play my favourite shot, which is the... Oh, shoot, bloody hell, what was that?
Very good, Routine.
And it's whizzed past my nose like that. And I've turned round, and Ian Healy is about 60 metres back there. Like that. And I've watched it go all the way back to him. Like that. Oh, dear. I don't think I'm getting 400 today. And I've turned round, and Merv's right there, right, pressed, his face pressed up to my nose like that. Jesus Christ, black, Jesus. You pull me ass, I'm going to kill him. So I've got my Teddy and I'm sort of like fencing him back. You know? Get back. Get back. So I forced Big Merv back with my Teddy to go and have another bowl at me. Like that. He's coming again, short of a length, just outside off stump. Play my favourite shell. Oh, blimey, blimey. This time I've just got a little thumb on it in front of my face, like that. And I'm watching it going all the way back to Ian Healy, like that. And at this stage, I'm thinking, catch it. Please, catch it.
Yes.
And then we can all have 2 days off, go down the beach, have some wine, nice. Do something right, yeah. Which is nice. Anyway, so he's caught it, the slips have gone up, the crowd's gone up, even I appealed. And I've put my Teddy under my arm, and I'm walking off, and as I've turned round, Dickie Bird's sitting there going, oh. I don't know whether you've hit that, Tuffers. And I've gone, what? Are you joking? What? So quick as a flash, I've gone, oi, Dickie, I think I've broken my thumb.
Yeah.
And he's gone, well, that's out then, lad. I said, bloody right it is.